want to bring her.
Interesting.
This is not how this should go today. Okay, are you ready? Welcome to the Town Board Advisory Board for Paradise Community. Today's items may be taken out of order. The Board Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board Council may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussing relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on either any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, PCC, and the Colquitt County Planning Commissioners, PC, for final action. Please turn off and mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room, and you may return at any time. We just ask that you go outside to respect people speaking and that other people want to hear it. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. Do you, I need to repeat any of that? Okay. All board members are present at this time, and I'd like everybody to stand to the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get staff introductions?
Dayton Sponso, represented by Blaney.
Can I get a motion for the minutes? Approval of the minutes?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the minutes for December 9th.
There's a motion on the floor to approve minutes for December 9th. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, January 13th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, January 13th, with a couple of changes. Item number 5, ET25400110, ZZ042507 Pacific Place Site, LLC, is held with no return date at the present time. And number 8, WS250461, Nelson, Jeremy, and Katie, that is held until our next meeting, January 27th.
There's a motion on the floor to approve holding item number 5 and holding item 8 till January 27, 2006. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I do have to let anybody know that, just so you know, if you're here for 5 or 8, they are not going to be heard tonight, so you don't have to stay for the meeting. So do you have the agenda item, or should I read them? Because I don't want people having to stay. Do you want me to tell you what 5?
Yeah.
Are you aware? Okay. So number 5, we're going to go, let me do it this way, because I just don't want you to stay if you're not here. It's going to be Hoover-Dover zone change. There's 6 extensions. It's location. What would be the best way to do that, Blanca?
It's located south of the corner of Mountain Road and Square Avenue. That located
so if anybody's here for those two items, they're not going to be heard. I just didn't want to waste your evening staying. But you're, well, you stay and sit and listen. Okay, public comments. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak individually public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait to the comments by general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please take step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation more than 3 minutes, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Is there any informational items that we need to discuss tonight? Okay. Going on to item number 1 on the agenda, UC250668, Fashion Show Mall, LLC, Hoover Use Permit, Hoover Dover Use Permit, to allow a vehicle rental facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center at Fashion Show Mall on a portion of 42.8 acres in a CR Commercial Resort Zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of north of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Are they here to present tonight? So are we to deny again? Okay, or take a vote and then, okay. Okay, so we're going to take a vote on this one. I'm going to make a go ahead. You want
to
make it?
I'll make a motion to deny item one.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to deny item one. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Moving to agenda item number two, UC250824, Apollo Property Holding LLC use permit to allow recreational entertainment facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a 1.55 acre in an IL industrial light zone generally located south of Reno Avenue and west of Rogers Street within Paradise. Go ahead and come on up. And then there's the mic right there. And if you're both going to speak, you both have to give your name and address for the record, please.
My name's Tari Novirano. I have 217 Lookout 10.
Before you get too far, can you spell your name, please?
My last name is HIRNNFT.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, my name is Curtis Lewis. KERTIZ, Boston LB, and I have a 666 Boston thing right here.
Go ahead.
So, our application is looking for a special use permit to establish a one-up studio at a 4525 West Reno. I'd like to explain the type of development and intended use. The proposed use is low impact recreational studio and retail cell dedicated to the gaming project. The business model is twofold. One recreational studio provides a clean, safe, and dedicated space for customers and to apply non gambling, social games, gaming modem, and other board games. Two retail cells sell a modem set, accessories, and integration parts. The city will contain a maximum of 8 module tables, which will be divided into 6 automatic module tables and 3 manual module tables. Retail sales are accessory to our primary use of the space for module and board games. This retail offering will be primarily located within the designated area, which is 200 square feet, and future expansion of sales activities for the lounge area, which is 200 square feet as well. Bringing a total retail area to 400 square feet. This remains well below the combined 960 square feet dedicated to modern table areas. No exterior structural changes proposed, and the use will be contained entirely within the current building. Next, I'd like to explain special use permit request. The property is currently zoned IL. We're requesting a special use permit required by a lot of current people. Title 3. We're applying, as mentioned, retail services are intended as an accessory used on the primary operation as a recreational entertainment facility. As a retail will not exceed the square footage of a recreational area, we respectfully request approval of this special use permit to include both uses. We believe this request should be approved because the proposal is demonstrably consistent with the character of the community and planetary. That's the impact on adjacent properties and navigation. The modern studio is designated to have minimal impact on adjacent properties. Traffic and parking is a maximum of 8 tables. The maximum occupancy is small. The existing on-site parking is more than adequate to support customers. And believe it will prevent overgrowth on the nearest street or pockets. Traffic generation will be limited as a liable and departure paths in these arms. Since no exterior changes are planned, the building's current aesthetic will be preserved. Any new signage will be not illuminated or discreetly illuminated, strictly comply with all plans by county sign ordinances. On such, we respectfully request approval of the special use permit for the office studio. We're committed to adhering to all condition of approval to ensure the user remains a positive, harmonious, eligible group of our company business. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have a couple of forms that are current full time planning.
You can place it underneath the right here.
So the current unit that we have available is a such and up to basically. And we have currently designed this unit with our six total online tables with an area of 20 for the lounge and the customers in the space. That's for the designation for our retail and lounge areas is displayed as such. The automatic table area is going to be our majority of our usage, with the retail area having to be some other things we have our special use permit in IL area. This is our proposed studio location and with ample parking for development in this spot. So, and of course, other things we have to do is no site. No exterior that's to be made.
It's okay. Let me open it to the. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening to the board. You guys have any questions? Or?
There's no comments or questions. I'd make a motion to approve such.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You're good to go. You move forward to the PC on 122-26.
Thank you.
Item number 3, VS 250830BFH Vegas LLC vacant and abandoned a portion of the right-of-way being Mojave Road located between Tropicana Avenue and Tompkins Avenue within Paradise. We can, yes. Sorry. UC 250331. Is it BFH Vegas LLC use permit design review for the proposed gas station and convenience store at 2.39 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Tropicana Avenue and east of Mojave Road within Paris.
Sorry. Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 1987 Ford Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant for both items. The location of the site sits right here in yellow, which is on the north side of Tropicana and the east side of Mojave. By way of history, at one point, this site contained an insurance claims adjuster building where, back before we had cell phones and things like that, you had to take your car for the adjuster to take a look at it and give you an idea of what the insurance company would pay out. So, that is what the use was for a while. The building has been vacant for a long time. And this board may recall that about a year ago, I came forward with a use permit to do an automotive collision repair facility that first the neighborhood didn't like. Staff did recommend approval of that the neighborhood didn't like. I from just from our perspective, would like to say that we think we looked into them. That application has been held. For a long time, we kept notifying the neighborhood of that, so they wouldn't keep coming to a planning commission case. And in the meantime, the property owner went out and tried to find what we were told by the residents, given what some of the use of our community, is that they felt like it was an industrial type of use coming adjacent to their neighborhood. And that was unacceptable to them. And so we found what we believe is more of a
And the property is master plan for neighborhood commercial, and it is zoned for commercial general. So although that prior application for an auto body repair shop would be allowed in a commercial zoning district with a use permit, again, the neighbors in particular, it felt very green, more industrial and feel. So in front of you tonight, we are not proposing to do that auto body repair, but we are proposing to do a convenience store and gas station. The location of Tropicana is down here. On this side is Mojave, and the fuel canopy sits here. That's important because the code requires a distance separation of 200 feet between the fuel canopy to anything residential, with the residence, the single family residential being to the north of us. We are almost double that, over 400 feet, I believe, that's noted in the staff report. Now, if you read the staff report, though, you will, there is a discussion within there about the fact that to the west of us, right here, across Mojave, there's a senior community, a multifamily senior community. I believe the buildings are three-story in height. And so the way the code measures gets to this property line, which is effectively across Mojave. In reality, the fuel pumps to the closest building itself, because the buildings kind of sit in a C configuration like this, and this is a parking lot right here, is about 300 feet, maybe more, well over the 200 feet. But you'll note that when you read the staff report, so I did want to point it out. We do more than double meet the distance separation required to the single family homes that are located to the north of us. With this site plan, we are proposing a driveway off of Tropicana right now that does not exist. Access driveways off of Tropicana are controlled by the Nevada Department of Transportation. So we are showing that driveway. We have to have further conversations with NDOT to make sure that they're okay with it. If there's the entity or agency that will give approval for that. We have had, not myself, but a representative from the applicant side have had a preliminary conversation with NDOT and conveyed to us that they didn't say no, that there's more discussion to be had. The two driveways that are on the Mojave side were named in their configuration. The site hasn't been utilized for a number of years, and so it is, if there's any landscaping alive, it's half alive at best. So with this application, we would be redoing all of the landscaping. In addition, you have the vacation item, which would mean that we would be tearing out the attached sidewalk that exists on Tropicana and Mojave and replacing it with a detached sidewalk, which is what code requires now. So the sidewalk would no longer be next to the pavement. It would be separated 5 feet. And then we would have all new landscaping along Tropicana, well, really along the entire side, but along Tropicana, along Mojave. And I want to spend a minute talking about this landscape buffer on the north side. So this landscape buffer on the north side has been there for a really long time, I think, from the beginning of the development. It's very, very deep. And again, it's a location where most, if not almost all of the trees have died. So what we're proposing to do is, I have a black and white which I can show in a minute, but we're proposing to modify what we need in either just slightly, and we're going to do two rows of trees along that north boundary. One row would be the Texas Mountain Laurel tree, which would be good, or is good, I think, in terms of perhaps screening the look of the wall, but they don't grow to be really tall. They kind of grow in a tree-like canopy, kind of like a bush, but a taller bush. So they're good to screen what I'll say at a lower level, at an 8-foot level, but maybe a taller tree would be better. And so in addition to the Texas Mountain Laurel, we're also going to do 8 CHIR, that's C-H-I-R, CHIR pine trees along that north boundary. This gives you an idea, it's my understanding, that this type of pine tree is allowed on the Southern Nevada Regional Planning List, not a Montauk plant, it's a different kind of pine tree, but that's an evergreen. and that gets taller and wider so that you get really the benefit of both the taller and the width for the chair pine and then the shorter and fatter for the Texas mountain laurel. They cover both of those visual areas. In addition, along the north property line, we are proposing to install a secondary 8-foot block wall. That would be on our side. Now, the current property, or currently the site, should say the site to the north, has an existing block wall. This is that landscape buffer area that I was referring to. So there, this is what exists on that north boundary right now. It's a combination of some block wall with wrought iron, and then obviously in that lower part that you see right on that edge, mostly wrought iron. So we'd be proposing to come in with a secondary 8-foot tall wall. My understanding from the neighbors that the combination, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the combination of the taller parts of that block wall along with the wrought iron is right in them, about 7 or 8 feet. But that said, you know, code requires a secondary 8-foot block wall. I think that if that wrought iron wasn't there, that wall would be definitely less than 8 feet. 7 feet. Okay, 7 feet. Thanks, Deb. Okay, yeah. So then the 8-foot that we would have would be looks like a foot taller than what that combination wrought iron and block wall would be on the north. One of the other things is that I think there's a little bit of inconsistency around the size of what the walls are painted. There hasn't been a lot done around the site, in and around the site for a long time, so we'd be proposing to paint the block walls on our side that scan color. We think that fits in nicely with the neighborhood and then give consistency to the site in general. In terms of lighting, there would be lighting underneath, literally underneath this canopy where the fuel pumps would be. And then the buildings as well would have lighting around it. We would also have lighting on the exterior of the site. I raised this because one of the concerns was for any type of lighting that would spill over, it's really to the north, the community to the west. They have very tall bright lights in their parking lot. I can imagine that's for safety reasons, but for this particular parcel, the concern is not having any light that would go over definitely to the north, and quite frankly, even off the property to either Mojave or Tropicana. We would comply with code in any place where we need to have shielded lighting so that it's directed downward so that we wouldn't go over. We would, of course, comply with code, have to agree to a condition. Again, required by code that happens to a video condition in that regard. We did do a voluntary neighborhood meeting for the last week. I know a number of recognized members of the neighbors here, they were very nice, but I shall let all of them speak and share their thoughts with this project or about this project with you directly. I did try to listen, and I thought there were ways to improve upon this site. Try to do that with, like, for example, the chair pine trees as well as the mountain laurel, color matching in the color of the walls, all are consistent color. Oh, and one other thing that I did want to mention is in this landscape area, very deep. And so the other thing that you would want to do is place fatter rocks so that they are very comfortable to sit on or linger on. And so we would suggest that you do that in this area as well, like a minimum of 4-inch to 8-inch rocks. So they're larger in size, so you would have a smaller, maybe pebble look. And we would do that in the north boundary as well. Staff is recommending approval of both items, both the vacation, the back to touch sidewalk, as well as the use. And I will.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item?
Is everybody on?
Yes. Yes. As he finishes, then you can just come up behind him and then just make sure you state your name and your address, and then you can speak. So if you want to line up, you can, or as soon as someone gets done, you guys can come up.
Hi. Manager, Tim Victor, T-I-M-F-I-C-H-T-E-R, 4753, Westford.
Thank you.
So I confirmed that the applicant's representative that the applicant currently has another proposal for use of this property, which is on hold until this project is forward. That other proposal is for a paint and body shop without ice storage. The town board, I think, recommended, I don't remember if you recommended the design or but the planning commission staff, in their report, were for it, but never quite got to that planning commission meeting. So that makes for something very interesting and unusual dilemma for, I think, the residents around this site. Because at issue are really two issues with one of them. And right now we're looking at this one. But in the background, there's the other one still alive. So, I think that this owner has this property unused, you know, not been paying rent for a long time. And I think he's really anxious to be forward. And he's already told his representative he's trying to get a more benign use, like an office, but no go, can't find it. So he's come up with this use that's less offensive than the previous auto buying paint shop and custom storage. So I'm more inclined to want to see this between the two compared to the auto buying paint shop. And so I think we are talking not only to you, we're also kind of talking about the new owner. So I'm going to speak in favor of this because it's better than the alternative. And so people are really prepared to jump on this and say, no, no, hell no. But to me, I'm looking at the alternative. And so you're going to hear arguments against this current business. That there's no maneuvering room for gas ducts, refilling ducts, for example. And that's simply not the case. No civil engineer is going to do this plan without knowing what the perimeter would be by where it's fuel ducts. And it's not just any civil engineer, it's the civil engineer for the oil company that's going to own and operate this thing. So they know what the ducts need. And so I think that's an option. You're going to hear that ducts are going to make noise. The tow trucks also make noise, different to the auto body shop. And they do back up. Their beep beep when they back up does make noise. And they can drop off cars anytime they are liked. So, to me, that's more offensive. You're going to hear the gas booms will be emitted at the gas station, okay? But the paint shop will also have fumes that are also unpleasant, perhaps toxic. You're going to hear that convenience stores bring fine. Yeah, I think they do. But we have a convenience store one block east on top of the Cannon Valley, right adjacent to our property. And I've been here since 1978. I don't have any problem going there. I go there often. Don't feel unsafe. Yeah. I've never heard anyone here, especially say that they don't want to go there, that's an issue there. Other body shops also bring fine. We had Montero resident that was here for approval. And she said auto body shops bring fine. People want to rip off the parts off of cars that are there for, you know, directly. And it just caused a long time. I'm in favor of this. I'm not in favor if they don't get access on Calcana. That would be a no-go. But otherwise, I think this is better. And if we're really successful, quote-unquote, in denying them, He's going to go back and give us 50 minutes.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? The mic, make sure you state your name.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm 4775. What was your name? Patricia Lucy. Thank you. 4775. Westbury, WPNC, Road.
I think it.
Yeah.
You just have to. Yeah, you just have to.
Top.
Yeah.
My question is an empty area behind the gas station that they marry. Can they put anything they want in there after they buy it?
They have to do whatever it's zoned for and whatever the permits are used for is what that lot is used for in a whole parcel. So they would have to basically subdivide it in a different parcel to do something different with it. That's why she's accommodating. Are you talking the back acreage next to the homes where they're saying about the buffer, the landscaping? Is that what you're referring to?
That whole empty parking lot.
Yeah, no. They would have to subdivide that and separate it into two parcels and come back for use permits and different zoning for it. So whatever they get approved for is what that parcel can be used for.
Okay. Because I saw other places, like there was a coffee shop that opened, and then behind the shop, they bought the land at the coffee shop, and then later on they put in a auto collision place.
Right. They would have to come back in front of all the boards and put back on the agenda and do the same step figuring out for the same proposal.
Okay. So this is going to be a dark, vacant lot?
It will be adjacent to the gas station and convenience station with the design. Did you see the design up on the board? That's kind of what she's leading. So there's a, I think your idea.
It is lit.
Yeah.
It is lit.
Yeah.
Right now we have a huge problem.
I think their thing is lighting it and keeping the buffers to privacy for the neighbors, correct? So you have that buffer from the convenience store and the gas station. That's what I think they were trying to present.
Oh.
All right,
that's
okay. And anybody else would like to speak?
Laura Eisenberg, 4776 East Montero Circle. And I'd like to just start out by saying that I do object to this project. As much as I objected to the project that they recommended last year.
Can you talk to the board?
Sorry, thank you. Yes, as much as I objected to the Paint and Body Shop, I'd like to just make a short comment in response to something that Tim said just a moment ago, which is that he feels that maybe we should be choosing between one bad suggestion and another bad suggestion. And I don't think that it is our role or our responsibility as homeowners in a residential neighborhood to try and figure out how to make this real estate investment successful for that owner. He bought the property and it's his job to figure out what to do with it that's appropriate for our neighborhood. And I think I would like to present the overriding position I have, which is my job as a homeowner is to protect my residential neighborhood from encroachment and from being degraded and turned into a ghetto. So my point of view is it's a bad idea. It's still a bad idea, even if last year's idea feels a little bit more bad. I think that my job is to object to all bad ideas because I want to live in a good neighborhood, a quiet neighborhood, in a neighborhood without a lot of air pollution. So a couple of the things that I wanted to mention about why I object to this project falls into three categories. And the first one I want to comment on is air pollution. So the EPA and a couple of other major institutions that monitor things like air pollution, you know, have a lot of studies that indicate that gas pumps emit a lot of noxious volatile gases. And they permeate areas that are at least 800 meters from the gas pumps. And I just wanted to maybe flesh that out a little bit about how far 800 meters is. And I measured from where those gas pumps are going to be located to the farthest corners of our neighborhood, and they are still way within the 800 meters. In fact, I even measured out to Paradise Park, which is a park that we all know and use, and even that amount of air pollution increase extends over Paradise Park. So I think that that is something we want to take into consideration, because when people are looking for new homes, I don't think that they would be very happy when the real estate agent said, oh, guess what? You're going to be just 100 feet away from the gas pump, and you'll never run out of gas. Isn't that a nice advantage to living in this neighborhood? So air pollution, the increase in air pollution, is one of the reasons I would object to this. A second reason would be, traffic. We live on a residential street, and if anybody wonders about that, there is a sign saying no trucks. I called NDOT to find out about the weight limitations and restrictions on trucks coming up that street. I haven't got a call back from them yet. But the point is that street will get increased traffic and increased truck traffic. And I don't know how many loopholes there might be for them to get waivers for trucks to be coming up that street to exit and enter that gasoline station and convenience store. One thing that we don't need in my neighborhood is more traffic. We have older people in the senior living place, we have older people in our community, and we have children running around. And that street is highly used by pedestrian traffic. And that comes to another comment that I'm going to make in a minute as far as pedestrian traffic and the limitations of gas pumps from other buildings. But the third category would be crime. And although Tim has not experienced crime in the convenience store, the FBI has many reports that say there is increased crime from convenience stores, period. And I personally don't think that we need any increase in crime adjacent to our neighborhood. We have plenty of it already. So I don't think that the combination of those three things are what we want to advocate for a business in our community. The last thing I wanted to mention was that in looking at the association of convenience store owners who make suggestions as to how to be successful as a convenience store owner, the thing that they recommend, number 1, 2, 3, up through 10, is increase the traffic into your convenience store and your gasoline station. But increase the traffic because that's going to increase your sales. My comment on that is, as the convenience store and the gasoline store become more successful and more profitable, our community bears the burden of their success. Because with increased gas and increased convenience store traffic, we have the burden of increased air pollution, increased crime, and increased traffic. So in looking forward to my neighborhood over the next 50 years, I'm thinking, what is it that we want to attract to our neighborhood? Is that what we really want to attract? The other thing that I would like to mention was that Jennifer mentioned how the gas pumps are well outside of the 200-foot range as far as our residential neighborhood is that is required from gasoline stations. There's a 200-foot distance that they have to be from a residential. What she didn't mention, though, is that the distance of those gas pumps from senior living housing is 166 feet. It's shy of the 200, and my comment on that is, at 200 feet, if they were well within that, it's not that at 201 feet, the air pollution, the crime, and the traffic stop affecting that neighborhood. That is just the minimum distance that is recommended. But what I'm commenting on is that neighborhood and our neighborhood still reap the negative consequences of this business, even at the 200-foot range. And I think that that everybody should be cognizant of the fact that they need, I don't know whether it's a waiver or some other permission to actually build, because they are not within the distance recommended at 200 feet. They are shy of that. And my comment would be, I hope that the town board would say, those are the rules, stick with the rules. The reason I also say that is because we've had experience with other businesses in that shopping center where the planning commission has decided to give waiver after waiver after waiver from their own rules, and our community has been stuck with the negative consequences of expansion of businesses that don't really belong there. You guys have said so over the years that you don't think one of those businesses belongs there either. The planning commission has voted to keep it, and we were told by one of our commissioners just wanted to live with it.
So I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up because other people want to speak. So I know you had a lot to say, but I just want to see if you can wrap it up so we kind of understand your opinion. Is there any other point that you want to make outside the ones you've already made?
I think that those were the main
positions
that I felt were relevant to why we would like you to deny this business application for that property. They need to find a better way to use that property.
I just had a really quick question. Can you show me on here where you live to the property?
So I live on East Montero Circle, like right about over there.
Okay.
Anybody who wants the distances, I have them all to our pool, to our tennis courts, to our green belts at every corner
Thank
of
you.
The neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think that was mine.
Could you state your name and address, please?
Hi, my name is Jonna Jones. It's J-O-N-A Jones, J-O-N-E-S, on 4798 Woodbridge Road. I am perhaps the closest resident that will be next to the gas station. Fairmont, so there. Like Laura, I absolutely oppose not just this proposal, but the paint shop as well. I do not see any value in accepting anything less than the best. And neither one of those proposals is good. Neither one. As a homeowner, and I'm a homeowner with a pool. I'll give you that. Okay? I also have a dog park right there that I use frequently. On this side, we have members of our community that use the dog park. They come back and forth. We have children that will often come play soccer by my house in the Greenway. All of these people cross the street, back and forth, back and forth. We have a senior community that, like my parents, were both over 75, they like to sit outside. They like to enjoy the beautiful Las Vegas weather. They like to be able to do so with as clean an air as they can. I really, really feel that this particular project, as well as paint shop, on many different levels, neither one serves our community. And specifically, it devalues our properties, number one. I know if I were looking to buy a new property, I wouldn't want something that is aesthetically displeasing as that, as well as providing issues regarding safety, issues regarding enjoying life, breathing the clean air. It concerns me as far as security is concerned. I didn't hear anything in her proposal, maybe I missed it, regarding security. I don't know if there's going to be a security guard. I don't know if there's going to be security cameras. I don't know. I'm curious as to whether there's going to be gaming or not. Because I know a lot of times gas stations, convenience stores have gaming. I'm very concerned about the safety. I do know at this particular gas station up here, there was a shooting there within this past year. So, yes, the safety does really concern me. I'm a teacher. I look out for kids. I said I have two older parents. I look out for older people. So that community across the street from us, I'm extraordinarily concerned. I see people all the time on mopeds, and then the vehicles, thank you, the scooters. I saw a lady on that corner, that very corner, trying to go over a curb, and she lost her balance and went over. Well, what if there was a car there, or many cars coming in and out, and we have these older people that are trying as hard as they can to get across the street. Reflexes are not as good, but they have to look out for all this extra traffic. It really bothers me to no end that we have somebody that bought a piece of land. As a community, we have set our concerns. We said we're concerned about the safety. We are concerned about what it's going to do to our community. Yet we are still not looking at a viable, an actual viable choice. Because the ones that have been presented to us, they're not. So again, my name is Donna Jones. I do not agree with this particular proposal. Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak?
If we still need you to say your name, loud enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And I just had a quick question about this whole thing. This is zoned commercial general, but the real question here is really zoned for a gas station. And it's clearly not, and I should know. Unless you do this way, to put it closer to one for a minute, seems. And so, I guess the reason you do a waiver is for some kind of compelling reason.
Several people have mentioned waivers. There are no waivers or variances being requested. This is strictly a use permit design review because they meet the codes for that area. So there's no waiver, there's no variance, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, Jennifer told us last week at the meeting that a waiver was required.
Yeah, this is the application. There's no, it's a use permit and a design review. There are no waivers, no variances. They meet the code. So I just want to clear that up because you mentioned before. There are no waivers. There's no waivers. There's no waivers. They are doing everything to code. They're not asking for any waivers.
Okay.
Can Public Works verify that there's no waivers that they need? They're just doing the use permit?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, I know there's not any waivers that are being requested. To clarify, the use permit is to the distance, but it's not a waiver. It's just a condition of
approval. Okay.
And is the zoning allow a gas station?
CG, I just checked actually a minute ago here when they were discussing it. CG does allow a gas station as a conditional use, with one of the conditions being 200-foot separation from residential. They don't need it on the west side of the senior. That hits the use permit. That's part
of it. So that's probably what they're referring to, is that
the
terminology just is getting lost.
It's the terminology. Yeah.
So do we I'm going to let, do you have anything extra to add? I want to hear your name and how you feel about it, but do you have anything extra to add when you're speaking? Can we keep them limited? So go ahead and state your. Go ahead and grab the mic, and then we'll clarify some. Go ahead and state your name and address.
Whitney Long, LOMZ. I live at 4716 Woodward Road. I live in this community for over 30 years. I grew up in this community. I want to talk about crime. I work at the convenience store that's at Tropicana Pecos. We got robbed plenty. My mom used to work at the convenience store Speedy Mart that's on McLeod in Tropicana. We got robbed at gunpoint more than once. We have homeless, the pee in your dumpster area. Again, I know all about convenience work. That's what comes with convenience store. You get a lot of homeless and stuff like that. So you're adding trees, that's nice. You're going to block it, but that also gives them somewhere to hang out and hide in the shade and stuff like that. They hop our wall. That's why we have our wire fences, how we have them, to keep them out, so they stop bathing in our dog park area, and so on and so forth. The smell is a big thing. Again, I said I've grown up in this neighborhood. Grapevine's been there since the 80s. I would rather smell their bread every day than the smell of gasoline from the gas station. What happens if there's a spill? You know, again, it's residential. That's right there. Our community is very quiet, and we like it that way. And the convenience store, or the auto body shop's even worse. All that just causes more traffic, more noise, and I don't want the bad people to come with it.
Thank you. Is anybody else wanted to speak? How many more people want to speak on this agenda item? Is this the last one? Okay, so after this one, we're going to close it to the public. I will.
My name is Shelly Ellswick, E-L-S-W-I-C-K, and I'm at 3103 Key Largo Drive, number 103, 89120. I just moved from Montana. My mom still lives there. And as my daughter was singing about the crime, that will bring it. That will bring more of it. We have enough. And there's nothing to benefit us. They're not, anything that they say is not going to benefit anybody around here. All it is going to do is make it worse. More crime. She was referring to her mother getting robbed at gunpoint. That's me. more than once, about three times for the time that I worked at the feeding mart there on the plow. So again, I just want to know that I oppose this very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to close it to the public, but can I get a show of hands of everybody that's against it? That's what I got.
I have 16.
And then anybody here that supports it? Yeah. Three. Anybody? Three. And then, Jennifer, do you want to? I'm sure you were taking notes. The one question I did have is, like, I know you guys, just so everybody knows, you guys would have to come back for a gaming license and a permit to do it, or do you already have that? Are you going to have gaming, or just curiosity? That was one of the questions.
Yes, that was one of the questions, Jeff, the last bitch. Actually, this is intended to be a Murphy Oil, and they do not have gaming in their the answer to that question, yes, there are security cameras. I'll kind of just run through all the questions that I heard. Yes, there are security cameras throughout the outside and the inside of the building. There is no gaming. There was the question about is it zoned for gas station?
Neighborhood.
There was one of the first speakers asked, and I think the chair accurately answered it, but I just wanted to put this back up. So the convenience store dual pumps kind of sits right here where the building sits today. And then I believe the second speaker was talking about what's going to go in that sort of vacant area in between here and then where the landscape buffer is. And if, I don't know, but if a use came around, we would have to come back and press this door. I know how active this neighborhood is, so if I was involved, I would do it as a voluntary neighborhood. But we would have to do a minimum design review for whatever it could be. Even if it was an office, I'd have to do some kind of public hearing that really brought to the neighbors about that. The lighting, I think there was a question about the lighting in general. So right now, there are some... With the lighting, I guess I'm not sure quite what I'm hearing. And I guess what I definitely heard is that a number of the neighbors here don't want to use it. I understand that further. But with the lighting, most of the light occurs up here at the front of the site, or at the south end of the site. We weren't intentionally lighting this factory just to light it. There are some existing, from the prior site, there's an existing light pole sort of sitting right in this area, kind of. And we look at that as that, it's already depending on a different thing. Maybe keeping it dark, maybe lighting it for the safety reasons. Again, I know what the parking lot looks like at the senior center, so that's very bright. definitely this whole area will be lit. We didn't necessarily have a plan to do this back here unless it was something that the board and some of the neighbors who want to share their thoughts might bring up that they're against that area to lit just in general. I suppose I'll end with the property is zoned commercial generally. There are lots of varying commercial uses that are allowed in that type of zoning designation. This is one of those uses. Obviously, we had another use that they didn't want to fit, and I was here that they thought was even more inappropriate than this use. So the owner tried to find a different use, but at the same time, I think a vacant building and an inactive property be detrimental to the surrounding area, and so I would say that, you know, we really did try hard to be sensitive to the neighbors to the north as much as we could, to the neighbors to the west, given that the hobby separates us from them, thoughtful with the landscaping, for pulling that use as far close to the topic, and I think there's just to be sensitive that it needs to do that, you know, commercially don't need the property.
The kind of view
that you would find that type of
zone
category. So I'll stop there and respond to the board if you have any comments or questions.
Okay. I'm going to open it up to the board. Does anybody?
Can you tell me, so what are the hours of operation?
This would be a 24-hour
operation. Okay, and I'm a little confused in the fact that is the body shop issued yet?
It is. That application has it. It is currently, and don't quite quote me, it is set for an agenda at the Planning Commission. I believe it is mid-February, and you can't have both uses approved on that. You could not do that. You can only move forward with one or the other. So I guess when you say, is it dead? I suppose if this use went away, I would have to talk to the landowner about whether or not he wanted me to engage in the conversations about the caliber collision, but it is from a land use application that's still alive and still on the Planning Commission. It's just that I this is the application before the board that has a land user in it. We're trying to control it.
So, what is the plan, or I guess there is none, for that large area?
It is not. No, not yet. I have not heard of anything.
So, I have a problem with it. I looked at the aerial view of that property, which was in October, was the date on the aerial view. There was a semi-truck parked there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's to say?
$70 and I can park there overnight and see this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's to say the semi-trucks, because of the convenience store and everything, don't decide they want to park in there and lay it out. And you want to talk, I don't think that the station itself is going to put off nearly anything in pollution as what Tropicana already does, because thousands of cars go up and down that street every day at that location. But if you start parking semi-trucks back there at night, idling while they sleep, that's not going to work. And if that's going to happen, so they're going to do some kind of let RVs and everything else go back in there because they feel they'll make business off that convenience store, whatever's in there? No. And you don't have, you said there's not much in the way of lighting.
Or there are
There needs to be, but it needs to, if it's done, it needs to be done in a way that it's not going to affect the residents around it. That's probably one of the best landscape gas stations I've seen yet on the floor. But I can see unhoused or homeless, whatever you want to call them, moving in there and then doing nothing about it. That's not going to fly either. So I just want to know what's going to be done, going to be on site to make sure that that doesn't happen.
So I think two things that might be what you're concerned with. We could accept, so the whole parcel is one parcel. So isn't like this is one parcel and this is a separate parcel. So if whatever conditions we put on this apply to the whole parcel. So we could put on a condition that said no overnight, say no overnight parking. But we could also take
overnight parking, no overnight camping,
no overnight.
No period. I don't care if it's night, day, good afternoon, or what it is.
Agreed. In addition to that, we could add a condition that requires them to light, but make sure that this area is lit as well. And I think it would require activating or at least working with the existing light fixtures so we know right in this area here, roughly here. And then also do shoebox so that make sure it's directed downward.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get that open space area, which is big, but get it lit. And then I tried to address the concern about the people lingering or sleeping or staying by doing big pointy batter rocks in this landscape area, which I think is the most attractive place to hang out, if you're going to hang out somewhere. A little less so along here, but here is where I think hopefully the batter rocks.
If they don't have security for that, at least coming through there and dealing with that, that big empty area back there, all landscape free, is going to attract things to residents, aren't one of them. I think the separation between the residences is plenty, I mean, particularly on the north. As far as if you go east, that is head and shoulders above what is next door to it, and even more so with the next one down, where that's just turned into a big mess. So that's my outlook on it. I mean, if the gas station has a right to use it, this property. It meets the code except for that one little issue.
Yeah, couple of things. This is background. I'm in real estate development and also a property manager. So I totally understand the issues with convenience stores. I just built one, opened in June, and we've had nothing but problems with homeless. Not as much crime, but homeless increase in the area. And this particular one, 7-Eleven, they won't pay for security guards, so we have to do it ourselves to keep the area clean. So I totally understand what you're saying there. But right now, you have a horrible homeless problem there. The building's vacant. You need to break into it. With the back lot, you have so much area for them to hang out in. And this general area is just bad for homeless. The 7-Eleven I'm referring to is on Flamingo in Eastern, but not that far from you. The other issue you have, though, from a development standpoint, is there's only so many things you can do with that lot. And so when you look at, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for, what he's saying, you know, in terms of auto body versus a gas station. If you say no to both, okay, what do we do next? Never going to be an office building. Office is dead. If you're going to build an office building, you're building a large one because you can't make money on a small office building. So we could do fast food. That's more noise. That's more traffic than you'll ever see. From a gas station or the auto body. And because they're basically just asking for a use permit and design review, I don't have anything I can sit here and say, no, there's not enough room for a turn. There's plenty of room for the trucks to turn around. And yeah, they're going to come down the residential side, even if they're not supposed to, because there is room for the turnaround for the gas to get on. Same pattern I have at the 7-Eleven. So they can get in and out off a truck can, but trying to get a driver to follow rules is extremely difficult to do. I looked at the collision auto body location over on Rancho Drive. It is clean, it is well run, it
It is nicely built. I don't know why you're all afraid of it.
And it's limited hours?
It would have limited hours. It would have limited traffic, limited number of customers versus a gas station. So I'm very confused there in terms of why that is so horrible when you have to look at the operator, not just the use. In this case, Murphy Oil, I don't mean to be offensive, Jennifer, but Murphy Oil is not a 7-Eleven or Circle K caliber. They're a lower end gas firm. And so there's, who knows what that convenience store will be like. Most of their stations don't even have a full one. They have the little snapshot in the middle. So this will be stuff being put together. We haven't seen it. Do you have a picture of the actual
the frontage
of it?
The elevation.
Elevation, yeah.
It is larger, to your point.
Larger than the
map.
Yeah.
It isn't in the middle, in between the canopy. It's just a standalone building.
Yep, just a basic box. It's closed to the public. I'm sorry. We closed the public so we can move on. So let us finish, and then if you want to speak at the next meeting when it moves forward, because we're just doing ARPA, and then you'll move forward to the next. I think they go to planning commissioners, and then you could come there and speak. But I've already closed it to the public. I apologize. Okay, yeah, you can talk to Jennifer. She'd be glad to talk to you after the meeting.
So,
I didn't want to speak for you, but
I have not decided yet on this because I do know issues with convenience stores, but my choice would be the body shop if those are the two choices, just because of the user. And if you say no to both, I just don't know what you expect to be there, because it might not be better. It might be even worse. And if you have a property owner who's within the zoning and is just saying, okay, can I build it here? What are you supposed to do? The guy has a right to build, and it's within code. So it's very hard to say, oh, no, we just don't like you. We could do that. There's a Walmart across the street, or the, you know, anything up and down Tropicana. Tropicana is not the street it used to be, unfortunately. So, I would like to hear what everybody else says. And Jennifer, do not put in large chunky rocks. That's weapons for the homeowners. They will use them to break these people's windows. They break your walls to create ladders to go up. So, pyrocanta is my solution on the ground.
What
you can't sleep on fire cans. It's a thorny bush that contains ground cover. So
all year.
If you,
yeah.
But that would be. Go ahead.
That's where I am. I'd like to hear.
Well, I think on the large rock, I think you're right, because if you go down to just about any of the state intersections or anything, I used to like that, that hasn't really panned out.
Just look at a block wall and you'll see holes in those blocks. That's where they take
the
rock and they bust a hole in each row, and then create the ladder over into your backyard.
My only other thing is that I don't think we can choose between Circle K and 7-Eleven, that because you can go around and look at a lot of them, and they've all got their issues.
Yeah. It all depends on the franchisee.
Yeah. And they do have the right to use their property.
Okay.
So I remember when the Halliburton collision came before us, and the neighborhood was out of force, and we recommended denial at that time. And I was a little surprised to see this on tonight's agenda. But what I was very pleasantly surprised to see was and here was the amount of work that the applicants have done in reaching out to the neighborhood and getting input and doing the community meeting and hearing the concerns and taking appropriate action, and is willing to invest a significant amount of money into this property, landscaping, an additional wall, putting in these new buildings, detached sidewalks. This is a significant investment that has been, I assume, pulled together from the neighborhood in an attempt to be a good neighbor, meeting everyone halfway. if this isn't good enough, I'm like, what is it going to be, right? I think that the applicants has taken dramatic strides, and this is not something that we see often. It's a gas station. The problems aren't new. They're never going to be resolved 100%. The homeless problem isn't isolated to gas stations, and it's not isolated to this area. So, you know, the fumes, it's right on Tropicana. Cars are in our lives, and we can't just keep telling people, no, we don't like this, because of reasons that are impacting the entire world. So I'm leaning towards approval just because of the work that the applicant has put into this.
I'm just going to ride the back on what they said. But my one thing is the neighbors, I want you to understand, I've been dealing with, I'm a neighborhood liaison out on Serene and Eastern. I've been there since 86, and it's grown. As you know, the 215 brought homeless. The Walmart brought homeless. The shopping. That whole corner in my life is just hectic. But you know, the one thing that benefits me is my two gas stations. Both of them work with us and the community to make sure the homeless move on. They don't loiter. They're not bothering their... I know it's not a pretty sight to drive by out of your neighborhood and see a gas station, but I have an automotive department down the way that does tires, and they have tires stacked up five high every day. I mean, I think it's higher than five, and it just sits there until they get picked up. So I think, like they're saying, is you have to weigh your options. It is zoned for what they're asking. So I think that if you can come to the vision of what it could look like, and then if the lighting is done, and like he was saying, for the camping, nobody can park there. We get rid of the dollar store can't park their vehicle there. They need to go someplace else legally parked. And I have that problem too behind my Goodwill store. They use the whole street that's vacant on Fletcher to park their trailers. So I think, like all my board is saying, it could be a lot worse, and that's what I'm told a lot in my neighborhood, that it could be a lot worse. So I think we have to weigh what you're able to do versus what they're putting in, which I think is a good fit. And as they said, Tropicana, just Walmart alone brought you traffic. Walmart brought you the traffic. I know that because I have it down the street from me. When they came in, that was the silence. It was gone. The freeway was the next thing. So I just think that everybody has to look at the options, and it's hard because I've had to do it and swallow my pride a lot of times and say, you know what, this is better, as this gentleman represented earlier, than what could go there. That would be it, not even have to come in front of you. They would just put it there, and then you wouldn't have any say. So like my other board member was saying, that they've given you a voice, and I'm glad they have. They work really well with the neighbors. Jennifer can speak to anybody else if you have any other problems afterwards to see. So I think I'm ready to make a motion.
You had one other thing? Are they thinking of putting EV stations in there?
I didn't see that. EV stations, like for charging.
Oh, that's not the charging.
I was just thinking
There's no smell.
No, it's so funny because it actually came up during the neighborhood meeting. This gas station is funny enough not required to put it in the EV parking spaces. But at one point, we had an EV user looking at this. I did bring it up to the neighbors. I don't think they loved it. Well, maybe it was a little mixed on what I heard. Although, I will just say, if that use were to materialize, in front of you to get it.
Trying to think of something that could use it for, because then it would eliminate some of the bad problems.
And someone's always in the car and leaving.
Yes.
So yeah. Someone's always seeing what's going around. I guess I'm with Susan. I think that would be competition for the gas station.
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Susan had a really good idea on that far end and then the lighting.
So I got the parking and the lighting. Is there any other? Do you want to make the motion, Susan, if you have something else?
He says I have one more thing,
so I just want to make sure I get it in my condition.
Other than large rock.
No, but that's
something they're just going to have to.
That's a decision they can make.
Yeah, I can't put a condition on land. I can.
2 cents to Jennifer. It's not a great.
It was to make a better landscape, and they can't pick up and throw for you. But I won't. I won't add that as a condition.
Yeah, not a
condition.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve item number 3 and 4 with added conditions that you do signage for no overnight parking, camping longer than normal use, And then the back lighting, shoebox lighting, or any kind of lighting that gives security to the neighbors but not piercing into their backyard, low lighting, that would light that area up because that, you know, homeless. I think that's it. Yeah. Whatever signage is like the would code that would allow them to post that would give them the strength to not have anybody back there overnight. Yeah.
And I would really suggest they enforce that.
Yes. Yes, I hear that. Okay.
And then, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you guys, 3 and 4. And you guys do go to PC on Wednesday?
Yes, 120.
Yes. Yeah. So they, if you want to speak again, you can see Jennifer first if you don't, or you can go to the next meeting and that's the final approval. So, and anybody's here for that one, you do not have to stay. We welcome you to listen to us for a little bit longer, or you can depart now and we'll move on to the next item.
I will just say if anybody does want to talk to me about the next item.
Okay. You want me to hold her? She's like, no. Okay. ET25400ZC042507 Pacific Place Site, LBC. Oh, we held that one? Okay. Never mind. We're moving to 6. That took forever. Okay.
Are we doing
there
now?
Hold on, wait, let's go. If you guys are going to exit, can you please exit quickly and keep your conversations outside? We're doing number 6. Okay. Agenda item number 6, ET25400-400122-UC-2303-736-38-4380 Boulder LLC, use permit first extension applying for a cannabis establishment in conjunction with an existing dispensary, waiver of development standards for the following: reduced separation from a school and reduced separation from a non-restricted gaming property of 4.75 acres in an industrial park zone.
Good evening, Jennifer. I'm going to make a couple of questions for tonight. We have this application. You may recall the history of this. It has been and is being used as a dispensary on Boulder Highway. They wanted to add a consumption lounge. That use permit came before you approximately 2 years ago. It was approved, and you're now doing the first extension of time, asking that we have additional time to work on completion of that.
Okay, let me open it to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
Well, I guess my question again, I don't recall what the answer was. The cannabis establishment lounge, consumption lounge, right, I assume they would be in there smoking. Is that correct? And we've already reduced the separation from the school and the residential when it was built.
That's right. It goes back to the original code, sort of their, these are kind of a grandfather location with the dispensary coming in, and additional requirements came in after these permits were approved for the dispensary that created the additional separation. And so now as I can through the consumption lounge portion, we talked about waivers about the underlying passport because of the history of the dispensary.
So they've had their issues, and others have as well, as far as being able to smell it, even when they're not smoking it. It was solid, growing it, whatever. And so now they're going to be close to residential. And what are they doing about that?
From the air
quality.
Yeah, so purified. It's my understanding. I haven't heard, and I suppose if you have gotten any complaints about this. This is not, I believe they think there's a cultivation to it, and I'm researching correctly.
Cultivation and sales,
right.
They don't have the land.
That's right. And so there can be or have been various other cultivation locations. There have been issues with smells. It's my understanding that the industry that kind of figured it out. I have taken some time. I haven't heard that there's any like smells over here from the cultivation. In terms of the...
Well, now we're not cultivating.
No, I know. And so, that's where I'm going with it. So, in terms of the smoking or the consumption match aspect of it, I know they have to take the state requirements, which is my understanding also. They have to demonstrate that their filtration process system is like.
Ventilating.
This did not have a nice other consumption matches. We're not proposing any outdoors. That's where I am more focused.
Yeah, I need to look at that. I can't support it.
Yeah.
You know, because people do what they want to do.
I'm new to this whole process. We approved a cannabis growing closer to a school than it should have been. That's correct.
We made a waiver. I didn't do this original application when it went from going back to the cultivation and the dispensary that was originally approved. But I don't know.
So, just to clarify, the original permit was done in 2023, the UC 23076. It was a use permit for a consumption lounge with waivers for separation for a school and a non-distributed gaming property. So that was approved in this city of Conway.
And again, I'm new to this whole process.
But they never did the lounge until this time.
I mean, did the Board of Commissioners approve that?
Well, that was originally the Board of County
Commissioners. So, what he's asking is, because you didn't do the lounge, you just have an extension of time.
That's right.
Why didn't they do the lounge? Curiosity, what was the reasoning, do you know? Financial? Because that's
a lie. It wasn't really allowed in the beginning.
Legal issues and also the partnership that they did.
Okay.
But if you'll remember back when we first started getting cannabis applications, the county had already pre-picked areas where they could go. We were doing was approving the building. We didn't get to choose the site or have any say. It was like the state came up with this is what you better do with it. Because we would all vote no against every single one of them.
Yes.
Well, and then to add on to that, when the state, the consumption lounges were authorized by the state, they allow all the dispensaries to adopt them.
Yeah.
And then you could apply, the existing dispensaries have the ability, they didn't have to go through a lottery or anything like that. The existing dispensaries have the ability to do a consumption lounge in conjunction with their dispensary. This is one of those. Then they did a lottery for ones that would be like a standalone, not associated with the dispensary, although they have to get the cannabis from the dispensary, but they could be standalone. This is not a standalone location. It's within an existing dispensary that was authorized one of the licenses when it was the state law.
Sure. Where is the school from that site on there? Where is it? I'm not seeing it. I can find, yeah, I was like trying to see exactly in the seat footage. Like, our children, I mean, are they walking past us on a daily basis? It's way.
Sandhill and Twain. You're going to have Georgie Harris Elementary, and you're going to have Chaparral.
So how many kids are walking by the side on a daily basis?
I don't think it's a school. I think it's the way the staff report reads, but I believe it is a facility that kids can go to. And I think it's the
Boys and Girls Club.
I think it's the Boys and Girls Club across Boulder Highway on the other side.
Is what's in the radius?
Is in the radius, okay. As well as the like two containers. The chart.
Go ahead.
For information's sake,
Lady, can you take the private conversation? I'm sorry, hold on, because we can't hear. I'm. Go ahead.
Can you say that again?
So, per the staff report, the school is Matter Academy, Nevada, at 3445 South Mountain District. That's the one.
And it's half of it. Yeah. It's still on the radio,
but
it's
yeah.
still on
yeah.
the compass.
Yeah.
But it's across the street. Yeah. Look at this 8-lane highway.
Yeah.
It's
a little enemy. A lot of kids out there.
Yeah. Why not? John's done.
And don't worry, they're putting a fence up all along the older highway so you can't run across it.
It's just,
does anybody want to make a motion on this?
I mean, my problem is that, okay, to get it in there, I'm still not assured that odor's not going to get out. Then we're going to have a big battle over that.
Well, we already have odor from the dispensary.
And all that sort of thing. We get code enforcement and all that sort of thing. Going, but they can't tell me it's not going to happen. Then they're going to walk out the door and they're going to light up and they're going to get in their car and do whatever.
If you go in the parking lot of any dispensary in this county,
I know I got one on
you
Serena
can
Eastern.
Smell it a mile
smoke
away.
In the parking lot.
Well, this one, so, I'm sorry, but I can't say that.
Okay.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
4-1?
3-2.
Two.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. 3-2.
John and Lynette.
Thank you.
And then if someone needs to speak to Jennifer, she's out the door now. Okay, number 7, right? We didn't. Okay, number 7, ET25400133UC230209 B cell. I'm gonna butch this up. Conchita?
Yeah.
Okay. Use permit for first extension of time for personal service beauty salon. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduce trash enclosure setback, 2, reduce parking. Alternate street landscaping, 4, alternate landscaping adjacent to resident use, and 6, allowing modified street standards, and 7, allow modified driveway design standards. Design review for the following: 1, alternating parking lot landscaping, and 2, beauty salon on a 0.49 acre in a CP commercial professional zone with an airport overlay, generally located north of Russell and west of Horseshoe Drive within Paradise. Welcome. Go ahead and state your name and address.
My name is Conchita Bissot, and the address is...
If you want to spell your name, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I got you.
It's the one I didn't butch up.
I was just testing to see if anybody was on the same page as I was.
Go ahead. Did
she
get... It should be the same.
As long as you can say it loud enough so it's recorded. Go ahead.
Just state the address.
Thank you. Thank you. So this is just an extension of time. It went through the court and through the county commissioner and Mr. Gibbons, as they remind.
Gibbons.
He approved it with those conditions that are here. And so we just haven't been able to finish the, do the parking lot and things in time, so we're asking for and I apologize, my contractor couldn't make it tonight, so I'm going to really try to do it.
Okay. Are you, have anything else to present to us, or no, that's it?
No,
okay.
Just we're asking for it.
Okay. Anybody here that would like to speak about this one from the public? Seeing no one closing it to the public, opening the board. This has been since a little bit that you did went in front of them. How come we can't move forward with why the extension? What is the financial? Is it?
It's with financial, yes. Because when I first purchased the property, we went through about a year and a half of going back and forth with what we do. So that kind of set me back financially. But I have been working with the contractor, and we just
because your justification letter, I was trying to make that, said something about you told the designer to hold off. I don't know. I mean, so are you ready to move forward now and complete?
Yes.
So what do you think your time frame would? Would 6 months be something like you could financially do what he put conditions? What are you looking at? You're asking for 2 years.
Yeah, because they're asking for concrete to be pulled up on the side there part of it to make that better to carpentry and moving the trash thing to another location on the lot. And then there's also...
Are you running the business out of it at this time?
No.
So what's in it now? What's going on with the property?
Nothing's going on.
It's just sitting there?
Yeah, we're staying there because it's not finished. And we're doing the, we've done the renovations, we've done that with the inside and on the outside.
So what, is there any part of it that you could do, I understand you're putting this meant, is there any part of these waivers that you're asking for that you could do immediately, like, I mean, any of the landscaping, have you done any, all, you know, any of it? Like, have you moved forward on any of it since the
as
last
far as the,
approval
the concrete,
on? Well, no,
it's
is there, there
concrete.
To take it.
Yeah. And I know that my my contractor had started the firm. They were asking for easements and things like that. The last I heard, and then we found that it's just an exceptional property. There wasn't really things that we. It wasn't as easy for us to find things because some things were recorded for 1974.
Staff indicates that they're working towards it. Staff indicates that they're obtaining the building permit. And so therefore they have no objection. I don't, you know.
Yeah,
it's an old property and you've run into some things you didn't expect.
The two building permits are listed in the justification amendment. So they do have two building permits.
Motion?
I make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions through July, early July, something, 27th or something?
27.
27?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Okay.
I think that's what it was, yeah. That's 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Moving forward. Thank you. Okay. Number 8 was done, right? We're holding that to the 27th. And then number 9, UC250851FC Income Property LLC use permit for proposal kennel in conjunction with an existing commercial center of a 0.38 acres of a 2.87 total acres site on a CG commercial general zone within airport overlay and the Maryland Parkway MCO overlay, generally located with Flamingo Road and east of Cambridge Street within Paradise. Is anybody here to present for that?
Sure.
Trail it to the end. So then we have, I know, yes, I know. Is the next applicant here? I'm going to read, come on up. I'm going to read them. I'm going to read 10, 11, and 12, 13 all together. So it's going to take me a minute. Is that okay with you? Okay. TA257-00-54 Isabella Investment LLC Plan Amendment to redesign the existing land use category within Urban Development UN Compact Neighborhood CN and Mid Intensity Suburban Neighborhood MN to quarter mixed use CM to on 2.44 acres, currently located south of Pioneer Avenue and east of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. The next one we're going to read is ZC250855 Investment LLC Zone Change to reclassify 1.99 acres for an RS20 residential single family 20 zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located south of Pioneer Avenue and east of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Next one would be VF250856, Isabel Investment LLC, vacant and abandonment portion of the right-of-way being Decatur Boulevard located between Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue, portions of right-of-way being Pioneer Avenue located between Decatur Boulevard and Frontier Street, and portions of the right-of-way being Frontier Street located between Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. WF250857, Isabella Investment LLC waiver of development standards for the following: reduced parking lot landscaping, 2, reduced buffer and screening, 3, modified residential adjacent standards, and 4, allow modified driveway geometry. Design review for proposal shopping center on a 2.89 acres in a CG commercial center zone generally located south of Pioneer Avenue and east of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome. State your name and address.
My name is Roberto Piera, 2140 East Cut Road, 46. We are proposing a 2-story commercial development for the concert parking garage. The total area of the building is approximately 51,000 square feet. The parking garage is approximately 44,000 square feet, and we'll have 120 parking spaces. We are requesting a waiver for work desk at the Decatur driveway. Staff is recommending that our community approval on those. The request is very minor. For the waiver, we use landscaping, it's just a small portion along here next to residential. And also the separation from building, we do provide additional massive screen of loading space.
Okay, is there anybody here that would like to speak here on this from the public? Seeing no one? Did you want to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Speak now. State your name and address, please.
My name is Mark McIntyre. 3408 Wilmot Street, definitely 3 houses on Wilmot Street. I live on the corner of Wilmot, that's just a short block down from that on Pioneer in Wilmot. What's going to happen here is we got a driveway on the Pioneer, and there's no way to get across Decatur anymore because the county decided to close it off. We used to be able to cross over Decatur on Pioneer. So now all the traffic, and there's going to be a lot because you got 70 units that are going to be in this restaurant. Just the delivery vans coming into this place every day is going to really be a lot of traffic on Pioneer and Wilmot. Most of them won't. There'll be a lot of parking on Frontier because that'll be the back part of this project. So that's the traffic study is going to be real interesting there. Another thing is that 2-story parking garage. That upper deck of that parking garage would be a patio. There'll be all kinds of outdoor activities and entertainment and cultural events going on there, which is going to put out a lot of noise when they have their music going, because all the Asian places right now in Chinatown like to do their cultural events. I can hear them at my house now, and they're down Spring Mountain and up Decatur way. So I'm really against it because of that upstairs garage opening, you know. They need to build the whole thing over the garage. They don't need to have a patio there in everybody's backyard for these big events that are going to happen. I think you guys understand what I'm saying there. And then on Frontier, right next to that 2-story parking garage, that's going to be commercial truck parking. That's all that's going to happen there because it's a parking garage. So that needs to be addressed. I think I said something in the town hall about the trees along there. It's just going to be shelter for homeless encampments to go all the way down that whole strip there, Frontier. So, I'm just probably going beyond what we can do here today, but they need to put a 4-way traffic light on Decatur and Pioneer with crosswalks to have some of that traffic that's going to come out of this project will be able to get up on Decatur and go both directions instead of all the traffic going down Pioneer. Pioneer needs speed bumps. There's going to be so much traffic going through a residential area with no sidewalks, no street lights, nothing on Pioneer until you get down into the Drake Estates. So that needs to be addressed in the traffic study. And I'll leave it with Wilmot and Spring Mountain. Very small street Wilmot is. Very narrow. There's no sidewalks, and there's no sidewalks there, street lights there either. The kids come from Cashman across DI. They have a crosswalk on DI, but they come down the middle of the street. There's no sidewalks on Pioneer and Wilmot there. So we've got a lot of kids, a lot of people walk around in that area, okay? A lot of people don't even have cars in the Chinatown area. They walk everywhere. They ride their scooters and stuff. So there's not much off-site improvement in the Las Vegas Spring Mountain Estates. It's, you know, it's a very, very old neighborhood. I've been there 31 years. I only went in there for a couple of years to do a small multifamily unit on the corner of Wilmot Pioneer. And I was going to leave, but it's such a quiet neighborhood now. That's why I stayed for 31 years. So now I kind of wanted this to happen 31 years ago. Okay, it didn't happen. And now I think personally it should be even a bigger project. It's the best kept secret in Las Vegas. You got Desert Inn, you got Spring Mountain and Decatur right there. There's no other place in the whole valley that has three major thoroughfares that close around something like this. So I think it should be more than two stories. If they're going to have multiple stories of parking garages, it shouldn't be a patio, because that's all that's going to be. Have it built right over the top of the parking garage, and I have no problem with it being four or five stories there. Okay, but they need to address the flow of traffic in and out of this project, because there's three major thoroughfares there that most of the traffic is going to go down Pioneer. So I'm going to leave it there.
It's going to be a nightmare for a very quiet old neighborhood.
Is anybody else that would like
to? Nothing that can't be done. No, I'm not against it, but there has to be some things changed.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Sheila Mahoney, and I live at 4734 Pioneer Avenue. And I actually have a property that I own right here on the corner of Pioneer and Garcia. That's not where I live. And I also have another property that's further down my view. But as you said, there's no street lights there. This entrance here, when we first met, was never proposed. They said, nope, we're never going to use Pioneer. We're all coming off the gate. Now, when they show an entrance on the Pioneer, there's a school bus stop two blocks away. That's right there, as he was saying, there's no sidewalk. No street lights, they just did our street in our neighborhood. And we still have no street lights, no sidewalk. And
yeah, Valley View, I'm in the Valley View traffic situation.
It's a straight thoroughfare from Decatur. You take all tiny all the way down, it goes all the way down to Desert Inn. So people take it every single day, it's like a racetrack. And it's gonna make even worse by putting this in here. I don't know what it was because we have it here, but there's another house further this way, another lot, and then we come on to Spring Mountain. So I don't know what we're talking about here.
Can you wait just for a second? I just have to finish up and close it to the public so then he can answer any questions after. I just have to make sure nobody else wants to speak.
Okay.
And then he can answer your question in just a second. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Now, do you want to answer her question so she knows?
So there's one of our waivers of the reduction in the
land.
Can you use the mic right here so the board can hear you? Sir, can you let him just speak, and then we already closed it to the public. Thank you.
We're asking for a reduction in capacity buffer adjacent to this residential property, which is directly to the south. We're not all the way to the street.
Yeah, one property is a halfway house. So it's probably owned by the county.
So what was your actual question, so I understand? What
I'm
was
just like, why are they so concerned with us there?
And not,
and not everything around.
Can you answer that, why she's asking why that is such a concern for the landscape? And I think that's what you're asking, the buffer?
There's nothing.
On the
frontier,
on frontier,
yeah.
Oh, right there. Yeah. So that was going to be my question, too, because I had a big concern when I saw it that frontier didn't have any protection from the property. And so that was, there was no, you were asking for a waiver on the buffer for that side right on frontier.
Yes.
So that was my question, too, because you have residential there and you're asking for the waiver. So,
along frontier, we need all of
it. So you. Okay.
You might get the number of waivers just one moment in time because this says reduce the risk of damage
So. Right. Okay.
Which
so do you want me to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So the board has a question. So yeah. Let's. So you want it on page this one, right? This
yeah. 13.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So the first one.
Hold on. Yeah. Well, he would have to. Yeah, he would have to do that anyway.
Yeah. So as long as I'm.
Sir, we got to ask you to be quiet because we can't hear you.
So are you asking for the public development reason?
No, so on page 13, so if we go the waiver number one, reduce the landscape island for one island, which will be right in every six parking space. So why?
You want to move back, okay. So, okay, so you want him to answer every one of them?
Yeah,
okay.
Because they all have to do landscape, and it doesn't tell us where.
Okay.
So like you said, looking at, well, where is it? You say
right, that's
what but there's too many waivers about landscape.
Okay, so do you want to go through each one then with him, or do you have a particular question? Okay,
yes.
So she wants to do waiver of development standards, and she wants to figure out on standard number one. Do you have your paper with you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's follow. So Nate Waiver is requesting to reduce number of required landscape islands for the parking roads located adjacent to northern, western, southern property lines where there are more than six parking spaces in a row without interior islands. There is a total of five landscaping islands not provided for these areas. However, more than the required number of trees and amount of the shading
is
provided.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, go ahead. How do you
because you're reading a whole lot more than me.
Okay, so in the beginning, well, I was going with John told me to. Okay, give me this. Okay, so we're going to do this.
What I was getting at, okay, is that it does have some the preliminary conditions.
But I'd like to see on the plan because it doesn't.
That's all I was pointing.
Okay, so we're gonna go with we're gonna make it simpler.
This is this is not unusual. We go through them all the time.
Okay, so waivers. We're gonna do one. Reduce the required landscaping on where one landscape island shall be provided every six parking spots for the section. So where is that at? Show us on that. He's saying you're correct. Okay. Is that satisfying?
So you're not putting any landscape in the center of the parking lots, just on the perimeter.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, A, reduce the width of the portion of the landscape buffer to 5 feet where 15 feet is required. Show us where that's at. That's the question that she has. And B, reduce a portion of landscaping buffer to a single row of evergreen trees where a double row of evergreen trees planted offset from one another is required for section space. Where's that at?
Same area.
Same area? Because of this. Okay. So 3A, reduce the loading spaces setback to 27 feet where 50 feet is required. Where are you trying to do that? And reduce the landscape buffer for loading spaces along the south property line to single row of evergreen. Same issue then here.
Yes.
Show where that's at so she can see.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 4A, reduce the departure distance along Pioneer Avenue to 65 feet, 10 inches, where a minimum of 190 feet is required. And then it also says reduce the driveway throat, reduce the driveway throat, same area.
So that's where her big concern is about exiting onto Pioneer, because you're reducing the throat depth and the approach depth off of Decatur. So traffic's going to back up there, and that's where the residential is coming from.
That's the last one.
So that's the concern too. And there's no other exit you can use other than Pioneer.
We have lights at all. We have to have the Decatur.
Which goes into the residential area.
Do you have elevations? Can we see what the buildings are going to look like?
It's very much just one building.
And where is this patio that the gentleman mentioned on top of something?
There's no patio, it's parking.
Just parking?
Is it the covered parking he's referring to? Or
the second one is uncovered.
Oh, it's uncovered, okay.
So there's no plan to have events on top of the parking lot?
I believe we would require a discussion.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you have any other questions?
Nope.
You good?
Good.
Do you want to make a motion?
Anyone have any conditions they want to add?
We answered mine right here.
Study of anything.
Yeah, they have to
do all that.
All right, I'll make a motion. We were going to do them all together since there were no objections to anything.
Yeah.
One thing, yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve items 10, 11, 12, and 13, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve 10, 11, 12, and 13 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you move forward. You don't go until February 3rd. Thursday. It was a little early, but okay, we're going to go to item number 14. SDR 250848. JHGV2 LLC signed design review for the following. Allow an electrical message unit video, modify residential adjacent standards, and propose signage to conjunction with an approved restaurant on 0.468 acres in a CG commercial general zone within Maryland Parkway overlay, generally located on south of Elizabeth Avenue and east of Maryland Parkway.
Good evening. Madam Chair, Town Board members, my name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Vessel Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. You can see the site that we're talking about tonight is located here on the southeast corner of Maryland Parkway and Elizabeth. About exactly a year ago, I was before you for a repurposing of this existing building. It used to be at 7-Eleven, and it had been vacated for years. We came in, repurposed, actually saved the building, repurposed it to two restaurant uses. One that's going in will be a Buffalo Wild Wings to go with their kind of grab and go concept. With the other house will be a future potential restaurant user. We are coming in now for our signage on the site. In particular, what's before you is a pylon sign. The site is plan and zone commercial, and if we were not adjacent to this one multifamily use right here, the only thing that would be before you would be electronic messaging unit video sign. Otherwise, the sign, the height, the lighting, etc., would all be listed. However, because of this one, multifamily unit right here, the residential adjacency standards, under the new, or relatively new Title 30, do kick in and apply. They did not apply for any other signages,
box, which I'll show you right through that, about a similar sign type that I would want to do. Also, of note, like I would say, here is the master plan and the zoning map. You can see our site right here is highlighted ash in black. Right here, this is the multifamily unit. It is actually planned commercial general. So they could come in with a conforming zone change someday and ask for a conforming commercial use. However, the underlying use and zoning is the RM 32 or up to 32 units to the acre. That being said, here is what we're proposing. This is the sign right here. We're proposing a sign that would be 35 feet height. Because we are adjacent to the residential, as I showed you, the maximum height would be 20 feet. We are also proposing an electronic messaging unit right here. This sign will be shielded, but it will be on railing parkway facing north and south, facing east-west, which would be towards the residential. In addition, the sign will be shielded by the existing building that is 22 feet high. We do have at least one site plan review that we can remove or ask that be withdrawn. That is item 2C. Originally, when we submitted, we weren't quite sure if there's an additional condition requiring 100-foot separation to residential uses as well. Our sign is this measurement. That would be difficult to see, but from the leading edge to the residential, it's 113 feet, and it's the middle of all, it's 120 feet. So we do exceed that 100-foot requirement, so I would like to withdraw item 2C. We are also, as I mentioned, you can see right here, this is location of sign, be shielded by the building. The electronic messaging unit portion of it is 12 feet above the elevator. 12 feet above grade and at the maximum height of 16 feet. So again, that EMU video will be facing north and south towards Maryland Parkway traffic. Across the street is EMUB. There will be a 22-foot building, again, separating us to that residential use. There are other similar signs in the area with respect to height. So right here in particular, this is the jack-in-the-box sign. This is immediately to the south of us. Right here, the driveway to the north, you can see that sign obviously will be significantly taller than their building, but our building is a little bit taller than other signs throughout this corridor. It is Maryland Parkway, it is a commercial corridor, it is entrance into UNLV. So with that, hopefully we can gain your support here. Read all the official approval and we're happy to answer the questions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda? Seeing no one.
The only one.
She's like, no. Seeing no one. Closing it to the public and opening it to the board. I have a quick question though, just maybe for my knowledge so I know in the future. Isn't Maryland doing a redesign of their, how they want their area to look on the new master plan that we're spending like a lot of money to recondition it? And one of the things I thought they were going to do is lower the signs. So how, I mean, I know they're fathered in from the past, but I thought that was the way they were trying to move forward. Am I incorrect with that or?
No, you're not incorrect with respect to the Maryland Parkway corridor. It's a whole separate overlay. When we came in for our underlying entitlements for this, we had to design and meet the landscaping, the parking, the way the building's going to look, et cetera. But ironically, with respect to signage, we do meet the Maryland Parkway overlay condition on signage. What has tripped us up on the additional design reviews, with the exception of the electronic messaging video, the rest of them is because what it means to the east of us, which is that one RM32 multifamily development. Otherwise, everything else is permitted. Would not trigger additional design review except for the electronic messaging unit, if that is more specific to the general maintained use. So that would be the district where it would be permitted without additional design.
living down Maryland. Why do you want it 35 feet high? I gotta tell you. You gotta be a long distance away. I'm right by it. You can't do this. It's too high.
So that's, let me show you a couple of them. So we have basically two components to the sign. You can see the portion of the cabinet, which will be 35, and then we have the lower out of 12 to 16 to try to hopefully catch both those sight visions that you mentioned.
How high is the multifamily? And do the windows face that way?
It is a two-story building. The height is probably somewhere between 30 to 35 feet. The second level entrance is at about 15 feet. So if you're standing on the balcony, if you have a line of sight, you would see portions of the top of the sign. But it's a two-story. There's
door
facing
west. Yeah, I just found a picture of it. And the balcony of the people living in 1225 is above the roof line, so that light's going to be shining right into their balcony.
So I, we do have a separate design review. I think it's 2D that we're asking just for full brightness. We can, I can go authority to withdraw that. We can go ahead and comply with by reducing by 25% of that. Because here is this is the portion of the top cabinet right here that's facing east and west. So this is facing this. So this might be the portion that we see in the electronic messaging unit is significantly below. The building. And this right here, 16 feet, our building's 22 feet. So I could withdraw, I am withdrawing 2C and it's helpful. I can also withdraw 2B.
Okay. The only difference is they don't have the electronic one.
Yeah, they're changing. Does anybody want to?
I'll make a motion to approve this item subject to, if approved, staff conditions with the elimination of item 2C and 2D from your.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to approve the preliminary staff conditions with eliminating 2C and 2D. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Have a good night. Okay. Number item 15 and 16, I'm going to read together. Is that okay? Okay, CF250859, Hornet Investment Company, LLC, vacant and abandonment easement is interest to Clark County location between Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Link Lane and Flamingo Road and Alberto Avenue within Paradise. SDR250860, Connor Investment Company, LLC, signed design review for comprehensive sign plan to in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Vanderpump, previously known as the Cromwell, on a 4.36 acre portion of a 23.73 acre site in a CR commercial resort zone generally located on east of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, we're having a resort. We're going to begin on behalf of the applicants, which is the owner and operator of the Cromwell Resort. And as you mentioned, it's located on the same parcel here on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard. The property is currently in the process of rebranding from the Cromwell Hotel to the Vanderpump Hotel. And so they are seeking an updated comprehensive design
mortgage. It's actually with a re-rant. They are basically swapping out the signs that exist today. I know approved in 2014. And so they will be changing them. This one, for example, currently says the Cromwell, and it will have a banner pump. They're not adding any new signs to the property from what was approved in 2014. We are simply changing out the signage, but I can show you with the rendering on the Flamingo side, and then luckily for the work on the side. So pretty much a swap for these items. And then additionally, there's a related vacation that goes with it. When the property was redone in 2014 to add Giada's and restaurant up here, and some of the additional expansion, the overhang here, those items encroach into the pedestrian easement. There's an easement here, and the easement goes all the way up to the sky. And so as a cleanup item, Public Works asked us to clean these items up and working in vacation just for these areas that are encroaching into the street. Here you can see these few items that are being vacated. Staff is recommending approval on those items.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to see this? And nobody closing it to the public, opening it to the board.
No one has any objection. I'll make a motion to approve subject staff preliminary conditions.
Motion on the floor to approve with preliminary public staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Is there any general business?
We need to recall item
9.
Sorry.
And then on number 9, am I just...
motion to return to the board?
There's a motion on the floor to return to the board for item number 9. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you. And no general business, right?
Yeah, the calendar.
Does anybody have anything on the calendar they would like to change or cancel? Or...
So they're pretty clear the holidays for like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You are, but we said that
so are you saying like the 24th or
29th?
Oh, you want to be up? I guess I'm lost on November because I have the 24th, but then the 29th isn't on my calendar.
What?
Well, on November, right?
Same calendar. Yeah, there's no 20 or 29.
Can I
look at that real quick?
I don't have a 29th, so I was just.
Yeah, there's 27th.
Well, because this doesn't have Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because
she said the 29th, so that's.
Yeah, that's in
December.
No, December. Oh, December. I thought she was making this Thanksgiving. Okay, that's fine. I was on Thanksgiving, holiday season.
So look at the number for the holidays.
Yeah. Yes, that okay. So we're going to put a motion. Okay.
Working backwards.
Okay, we're going backwards.
So we got.
I'm always here, so okay. I think we're gonna leave it. Renee can just be excused. She can just let you know that she's not going to make it.
Can I go now?
What was that?
Can I go now?
What is 4th of July?
On the pool.
You want to be a brat? You're killing me.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to move the second meeting in December?
So I'm making a okay, so there's a motion to
remove. Who's making the motion?
Oh.
I'll make it.
Okay.
I'm making a motion to cancel the second meeting in December.
I took the motion on the floor. Do I have to say it like that? To cancel the meeting for the 29th and move the agenda item to the following meeting, which would be on January 12th, right? 12th. And then all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Now I'm done. Now the comments. comments by the general public, a period devoted to the comments by the general public that all matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction may be held. No discussion, action, a vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the podium. State your name and address. For the record, if any member of the board would like to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Seeing no one closing that part of the section, can I get a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I'm waiting for one night someone to say opposed.